All right, guys, the Utah Jazz lose to the Sacramento Kings in preseason. This is the Hoopsner postgame show on SLC Dunk and on YouTube, the Hoopsner channel. All right, guys, the Jazz defense looked terrible tonight, and I think that's a couple of things. The first thing is that the Sacramento Kings are good. They were solid last year. They've got some things they need to shore up defensively and just learning how to win games, I think. They're a young team. De'Aaron Fox is coming in third season. And Marvin Bagley looks better this year. The Sacramento Kings might be really solid. Last year, they took a jump, and they might be taking another jump. And you know who's going to get paid on the Sacramento Kings? His name is Buddy Hield. My goodness, that guy is incredible. He is the hipster NBA fans' favorite player because that guy can just flat out score, shoot the ball, probably the best three-point shooter in the league, and that includes Steph Curry for a lot of things. That guy can just flat out shoot the ball. I'm not saying he's better than Steph Curry, but that guy puts up numbers like him. It's fantastic. So, you know what? You've got to give credit to the Kings where credit is due. Marvin Bagley had a monster night, and he looked like the number two overall pick or whatever he was tonight for sure. He rebounds. He can shoot the ball. The guy, if Marvin Bagley can take a few more steps, this Sacramento Kings team is going to be fantastic. And a core of De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, and Marvin Bagley with shooting is a really solid, solid team. And then you've got like Bogdan Bogdanovic off the bench as a sixth man, or you can start him. I can't remember. I don't think he started tonight, but I think he comes off the bench. Just a solid team. Sacramento's just really good, really fun, young. They're just going to get better and better. Maybe Luke Walton is going to improve on them because it's the first time I've seen Luke Walton coach the Sacramento Kings, at least against the Jazz tonight. So good for the Kings. They're good. For the Jazz, I don't know how much they tried on defense. As much as they did, the Kings were just lighting it up, and it kind of felt a little bit like the effort wasn't quite there. But then once the Kings got in a rhythm, they just torched them, and it never really stopped. I mean, there were a few times where the Jazz tried, but they just couldn't figure out a way to stop the shooting. And maybe that's just the Kings having a great night, and sometimes that happens. And maybe it was a little of the Jazz need to have a better effort on defense. You can just tell there's a lot of things that are disjointed. The transition defense was terrible. And against a team like the Kings, who are so fast with like De'Aaron Fox, you're going to struggle. You're going to have a hard time beating them. Rudy looked slow. Rudy looked like he was playing at like 80% on the defensive end. And when Marvin Bagley has a monster night, it's not going to work. And so the Kings just got the Jazz tonight. That's just what happens. But guess what? It is preseason. The Jazz turned over half their roster and improved on talent. And that's going to happen. So I wouldn't be too worried about the defense. I think the Bucks, I heard a stat, I think it was from David Locke or something on Twitter, that the Bucks last preseason had the 28th defense in the NBA in preseason and then had the number one overall defense that season. So we'll see what happens. I wouldn't be too worried, but I think rebounding was an issue. Tonight, Rudy Gobert had 6 rebounds. That's not normal. That right there is a little tell. Like, Rudy might not have been trying as hard as he will in the season. You know, the transition was bad. The rebounding was bad. But you know what was good for the Jazz? The offense was really good. And there are times where that offense looks fantastic. We've got 3 games in a row now where we've seen this offense be absolutely electric. It's very possible for the Jazz to have the number one offense in the NBA next season. It looks very likely because when Rudy Gobert is out there with Conley Mitchell, and it doesn't matter if it's Ingles, Bogdanovic, or whoever, along with Royce O'Neal and whoever, there's so much shooting on this team. This team is bonkers. They are so good. They make Jeff Green look like a friggin' superstar because there's so much space and his athleticism can just go to the next level. That was the other thing. I don't know why Jeff Green started again tonight. I think we kind of saw that Royce O'Neal starting is kind of a must. His defense on the perimeter is essential, and that would have helped tonight, by the way. His ability to just guard on the perimeter, keep in front of his man, just elite defense, and then his shooting too. So Royce O'Neal, I think, really should be the starter. I think tonight proved that. Jeff Green can come off the bench and play against second units and just be elite in that way. But nice to see that Royce O'Neal is really showing that he is a starting caliber wing slash forward in this league, and the Jazz need him, and the defense will be important. The defense should improve as it goes on, and if it doesn't, the offense is really freaking good. So that's fun to watch, at least. Games like this, you know, the Jazz lost like two games last year by 40. This game, there were times where they still got it within single digits, which is nuts. So the Jazz just need to figure out the defense, and everything will fall into place. Will they be able to? Probably. If they don't, then let's get a little worried, but it's just preseason, so let's not worry too much. Guys, like and subscribe to the YouTube channel for Hoops Nerd, or if you're listening on SLC Dunk, make sure you rate and review. I would like that. Make me happy. Do something for me. You guys, come on. I'm up here at night talking to you, teaching you about the holy basketball. What am I even talking about? Guys, I will talk to you later.